Let's find out what Bob DiBiasio of the Indians has to say, joining us this morning. Brought to you by your North Regional Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. What day is it? How many games have we played? Let's play four. I don't know. How is this?
Well, we're going to actually play a nine-inning game tonight at 6:10 with Shane Bieber on the mound against Dylan Cease. Good pitching matchup at Progressive Field. But we played, five straight seven-inning ball games? And now we're going to get back to playing nine. When you lose the first game of a doubleheader, it really does, I think, show some toughness in our ball club to come back on back-to-back days to win the nightcap and get the split. It's easy probably to just roll over a little bit, but that's one thing this team has showed all season long is it's got fight in it and it plays hard and nice to, get a that's a lot of baseball our guys have played over the last couple of days.
Yeah, someone who plays hard, old Bradley Zimmer, getting back into a little bit of the swing of things for the Tribe. That's good to see, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. The way he used his legs yesterday, had a couple stolen bases, beat out an infield hit, and just felt good out there. It's going to be interesting to see what our guys in the front office do. Relative to his spot in the lineup, he showed some real good intensity and some versatility there, and why he was the number one draft pick. He's got that elite speed. We know he can play defense. One thing about that young man people need to realize is he really did blow out his shoulder when he ran into the wall at Yankee Stadium, and it took him a couple years just to get back, and then all of a sudden, 2020 hits, and he doesn't get a competitive baseball season as he was trying to get back into it. And so, his career had been a little bit flip-flopped because of injury, and now he's feeling better, and we'll see where that goes.
Sometimes it's amazing. Maybe as regular folk, we don't always understand injuries in sports. Because it's almost like they have sort of minor things that for us maybe would sideline us for a while that they're still playing. It takes a lot to get somebody out of a game for the most part.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no question about it. But just the basic bumps and bruises that these guys get over the course of, playing day after day and getting either hit by a pitch or a middle infielder, getting, beat up at second base on a slide or just the wear and tear of playing every day at that level. It's not easy on a body.
I think he's slated to start Wednesday, but Eli Morgan, his first major league start, comes in just awful conditions, and you can't help but feel for him a little bit in that regard. But I'm sure he's got to be excited to maybe get back out there on a normal afternoon on Wednesday.
Yeah, I would think so. That was one of Terry said it himself, that those conditions were some of the worst he's ever seen. And I actually went out in the ballpark, had some friends who were at the ball game and old Lakewood High School buddies and hadn't seen in a while. And so I went out in the stands and I lasted maybe an inning and a half at the absolute most. It just was horrific. But Eli, it's supposed to be a gorgeous night at the ballpark tonight and then tomorrow. Maybe a little touch and go with some rain, but it's going to be so much better, as you said, for this kid. He's a California kid. We drafted him in the eighth round. His parents were able to make it, having to sit through all that. Let's hope he enjoys this one a little bit more than that horrific weather on Friday.
Tomorrow is the big special date, right? This is where we get full capacity, I believe. Isn't that when that starts?
Yes, sir. Yes, we open up. Masks are optional at the ballpark. That's a great day for all of our season ticket holders who will be back in their normal seats, with the social distancing scenario that was put in place by the state government. We had to move people around, and, you know, for 2 months they've been very patient and understanding, but now they get to get back to their normal seats and see their friends again that are in their sections, and a little sense of normalcy in that regard. So, yeah, that all begins tomorrow. And I'm thinking that when we head out on this road trip where we go to Baltimore and St. Louis, we'll come back to a Friday night against the Seattle Mariners on June 11th, and we'll have all the Sugardale Dollar Dogs and fireworks. So hopefully we'll see a nice big crowd there for our first summer weekend at the ballpark.
Bob, what's the employment opportunities or options going on at the ballpark? Is there? I know you probably had staffing different things. Are you guys in full staffing, or are you kind of suffering a little bit the way the rest of the world is with getting folks there to be a part of the team, so to speak?
Yeah, no, we were absolutely suffering like everybody else, looking for employers and, you know, part-time people to come in and do the various jobs that it takes to put on a Major League Baseball game on a nightly basis. And, you know, hopefully people will have a different opinion now that things are opened up and majority of people have their vaccinations, and they'll feel more comfortable coming to the ballpark and earning a little money. Have an interest in that. Thank you for bringing that up. If they do have an interest for that, you can go to Indians.com and click on the job opportunities heading and, you know, join us at the ballpark and have some fun this summer earning some cash.
Right. And if you go to the game, take that nacho container with you and dump it into a trash can. Don't have to leave it under your seat. I'm just saying, I'm giving that out there right now for people who are
I don't understand
that. You bought it, you have it, can't you just take it away? You don't let it roll down three down below you there. Well, but we look forward to some fun baseball, and, you know, you mentioned summer. It's kind of the way we work now, to get out there and enjoy the weather, and hopefully some of this crazy wind and that weather that we have, all distant memory, we'll have some nice games. It was nice to see a lot of afternoon games, by the way, at the ballpark here. We've had a lot of those, you know, on the weekends and this stuff coming up, so that's a lot of fun. But again, tonight against Chicago, Shane Bieber on the mound, and tomorrow we've got the White Sox for an afternoon game we'll have here on WEOL. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great week. Go Tribe.
8:49 at WEOL, our talk with Bobby D, normally on Mondays at 7:20. Because of the holiday, we kind of shift things around, and Bobby's very amenable to move around. He was able to talk with us today. Brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Road.